band members are in bed. It's very early for them on a Saturday.
Right. So, can you tell us a bit about Lazy Eye? What you are, what you do?
Yeah, so we're a four-piece indie rock and roll band, I suppose. There's a touch of pop and folk in there as well. We're from Stoke-on-Trent in the Midlands, and we got together about 18 months ago when I put some singles out off the back of coming out of other bands that I'd been in. And a couple of lads got in touch after hearing them on social media, and kind of the band grew quite naturally from there, really.
And you've recently been signed to Spectrum Music, America's largest independent label.
Yeah, well, very exciting. It's all quite strange and a bit quick for how long we've been together, really.
So great. How did that come about?
Well, we were on a label in England called Ugly Man Records at the start of this year, and we put an EP out on that label, a 3-track EP, and then off the back of the promotion for that, we got a message one day, an email come through asking if we were signed to anybody, because our music had been passed to these people in America, and we didn't think an awful lot of it at first, to be honest. So we obviously did our research and found out who Spectra were, and then a few emails back and forth, and it was all go. It was great, yeah.
And you've recently been in a national newspaper. Was it? Did they do an album review? Or?
Yeah. Well, as part of the release, the label of they do like a media blast where they send you your press kit to all sorts of people, so all sorts of websites and all the rest of it. And yeah, there was a bit on the Telegraph's website about us and all sorts of
brilliant
other ones all over the place, which again was all amazing, really.
Brill. So how have you been on tour, or you've got a gig tonight at the Sugar Mill?
Yeah, we're playing local tonight at the Mill. It's the last one of the year for us, so that'll be a good one. We're really looking forward to it. And yeah, all systems go now to put next year on, really, so tours and festivals for next year, so everything's in the organising for next year at the moment.
Brill. So have you got any stuff coming out in 2016, new album, single?
Yeah, well, the current single, Katie Jones, that's out now. That come out in November, and then that's off a 5-track EP that Spectra are releasing for us, that they're looking around about February, March time to bring that out, so there'll be tours in place to support that around that time. We were in conversations yesterday with our management in America about possibly going out there in spring next year, which would be
brilliant,
just unreal, for somebody who's never never been anywhere other than Tenerife and Lanzarote. Right. America sounds amazing. Do you know what I mean?
So yeah, America will be a great opportunity.
Absolutely.
So how are people responding to your music at the gigs, or what's the response?
Feedback's great. I mean, I think the only problem at the moment is we're not doing enough as we'd like to be, because kind of this has all come about over the last, say, 4 months, I'd say. So we've gone from having no major label and no major management to having all that in the space of 3-4 months.
So it's a lot to take in.
Yeah, a lot to take in and
get organised.
And kind of make the jump from what we are at the minute, which is all working like day jobs and doing gigs every weekend or so, to hopefully making that jump where we're doing it more than we're working and making a living off it, which is the plan to get to that stage next year, really.
Brilliant. So if anybody wants to check Lazy Eye out, have you got any websites, social media?
Yeah, we're all over the place on that. So the official website's lazyeyeonline.com, and the Facebook is facebook.com/lazyeyeonline. At Lazy Eye Official on Twitter. If you go to any of them, you'll be able to find the others. So,
right.
Yeah, stick Lazy Eye in Google, you should find us.
And then today, I've seen on social media you've just got onto Japan Radio
with a little bit of help from our friends. Yeah, absolutely. It's
so you're on you're on national radio in Japan, going out to 60 million.
60 million people,
and you've entered number 2 in the Inter FM charts.
Yeah, I know. It's just amazing, really. Like I say, it's what a small world it is.
So you'll be going out to Japan, maybe?
That would be good as well. How good would that be?